dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world. The people who fight that war, the old-fashioned way, the kinetic form of warfare, and have been doing it extraordinarily impressively for, well, over 13 years now in hellholes like Iraq and Afghanistan, and also, in their way, on the home front as well, are the people who generally do not get the credit they deserve. Most of us, I believe, don't even really understand the kinds of sacrifice that they're making, let alone what is involved in the acts of heroism, some very remarkable, some just every day. But I'm very pleased to say someone has gone to the trouble of chronicling some examples of it to share with the rest of us what is involved and to help us both understand and appreciate it as we should. He is Mark Lee Greenblatt. He has just published a new book entitled Valor, Unsung Heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Home Front. Mark is an attorney in the Washington, D.C. area. He has served his country in the past on a subcommittee that is near and dear to my heart in the United States Senate, the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, where he led the Senate's investigations into the notorious Oil for Food program. He has clerked for a federal judge and been a litigator in two large international law firms, and also served as the senior manager in government at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. It is a delight to have him with us, not just for a segment, but for a full hour to talk about heroism, valor, bravery, and the unsung heroes who have exhibited it in these various places. Mark Lee Greenblatt, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm so glad to have a chance to visit with you and to take some time to talk about this really important subject.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's really an honor.
Maybe we should start with what valor is. How do you define it? What kind of, clinical analyses have been done into this phenomenon that we associate with the battlefield if we have a sense of what our troops are doing? How do you define it?
Well, I think the one thing that emerged for me in talking with the nine individuals that I wrote about, that I profiled in Valor, but also in the other folks that I talked about, that I interviewed in researching the book, was there's this moment for at least these nine guys where they were in a position of relative safety amidst this maelstrom going on around them, bullets flying or some awful situation unfolding. And they were in relative safety, but then they consciously decided to go out into harm's way, jumping into a sniper's fire to save a buddy or carrying a buddy through insurgent fire to get to a medevac helicopter, something along those lines, where they sought out greater danger in order to accomplish a mission or to save a life. And that, to me, was just a transcendent quality that I really needed to learn more about and tell America that's what's going on overseas.
Yeah, and you do it very well, by the way. It's a remarkable series of accounts of this kind of bravery under fire. I was struck by some of the research that you had done that is of really a clinical nature, and maybe we could talk about some of the qualities that have characterized these folks, I'm sure to varying degrees, but generally speaking, that seems to have been kind of the common denominator when they chose, as you say, to put themselves in harm's way for others and do so with extraordinary valor. Talk a little bit about this this concept of self-regulation.
Yeah, well, the research is showing, and this is done all over the world in a couple of different ways, that they have this calm under fire, and it's not the kind of detached calm that you might think of. It's just the ability to process, the ability to focus and stay on goal when the situation is deteriorating rapidly. And it manifests itself in a number of different ways, but what that comes from, they believe, is training just has such a huge impact. One of the professors, a gentleman by the name of Michael Matthews at West Point, who was extremely helpful to me throughout my research, he described it as something that these guys, when they're so highly trained, they actually can become better in these awful moments, because they actually sharpen their focus. So when their lives are at stake, they actually become more acute, more focused. And, you know, he said, in comparison, someone without training in those moments would likely end up soiling their pants.
I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things that worries me, I must say, about what we're doing to the military these days in terms of reducing our ability to train our men and women in uniform, is that it may translate not only into loss of life, but to a diminished capacity for this kind of focused, disciplined action under fire. I was also struck by this point, which I think is not news to anybody who knows anything about the military, but I'm afraid fewer and fewer of us do. So let's spend a little time on this, Mark Lee Greenblatt. In your book, Valor, Unsung Heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Home Front, you address the point of how important one's buddies are, the people with whom you serve, the people with whom you've trained, and that selflessness that comes from knowing that you need to save their lives, even if it means putting your own in jeopardy. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. That was by far the number one sentiment that I learned from all of my interviews with the nine guys that I profiled, but also with everyone else. It was this sense of brotherhood, as you said, self-sacrifice, teamwork. It manifests itself in different ways, but that's the general concept, is this giving of themselves for the greater calling. It was absolutely overwhelming. I got to tell you, it was really inspiring. We don't have anything like that in the civilian world, but for them, that is just such a deep-seated cultural issue for them that it's really overwhelming. I mean, these guys, one of them, James Hassel, a Marine grunt, he said that over the course of boot camp, he learned that it wasn't about him and his death. He no longer feared his own death. None of them feared their own death. The one thing they could not get over, they could not bear the thought of, was being responsible for someone else's death. One of their buddies, he said, I couldn't look at their family. I couldn't, you know, possibly go on if I had caused something I had done wrong, had caused someone else to get injured or killed. That was overwhelming to me.
You know, the other piece of this, and we're going to pause here in just a moment, but very quickly, talk a little bit about this other trait, which is so striking and so admirable, and that is the humility that these guys seem to exhibit. They're not boastful. They're not seeking recognition. They're modest in the extreme.
Absolutely. Every single one of them bristled when I said the word hero. They absolutely refused the label. They said they're just in the right place at the right time, that they did what anyone else would have done. They downplayed the risks involved. They minimized their own actions. They all pointed to their colleagues. Every single one of them said, well, someone else did something even cooler than I did. It was really impressive.
Yeah, and you often hear them say this, and I know a number of them that you've profiled, and we'll talk about some of their stories in the blocks ahead. But Mark Lee Greenblatt, you talk about their invarying, it seems, belief that everybody else really deserved the medal. Everybody else was making a supreme sacrifice. They were just doing their job. And, you know, this is part of what I think those in that have had the privilege, as I have had, to have a lot of contact with people in uniform see a lot of, even if they're not the bemedaled heroes. It's just one of the qualities that makes these people so extraordinary. And we're going to talk more about some specific examples of valor exhibited by the unsung heroes that Mark Greenblatt has, well, done a remarkable job of portraying in his new book, Valor, Unsung Heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Home Front. We'll talk about some of these guys, what they did, and who they are today, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.